Good morning, everyone. This is Ruth Mitchell, editor of The Wholesaler Magazine, coming to you again from sunny, beautiful Chicago. I hope today's day for everyone is getting off to a good start. Well, it is for me because I'm really excited to bring to you a wonderful individual that's involved in the PVF industry and bring her into our off-the-cuff series. Today, we're joined by Cheryl Mihalik, president of Welding Outlets Incorporated, known by its acronym of WOI, a company she founded in 1999 in Houston, Texas. WOI is a certified woman-owned domestic manufacturer of high-pressure piping components with the ability to deliver what you need whenever you need it. WOI produces a complete line of branch connections in over 40 grades of steel and an array of products for a wide variety of industries and applications, including pipeline, power plants, refinery, chemical, shipbuilding, food and beverage, and so much more. I'm happy to bring to you my friend from down in Texas, Cheryl. Welcome to Off the Cuff.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being with us today. You know, I really wanted to get you on the program here so that we can talk about what's going on, especially down there in Texas. But let's start off. Tell me what the business climate was like for you when we started the beginning of the new year.
The business climate early in the year was steady, and our business was great. There was a downward forecast throughout the industry built into the year due to the elections and the budgeting, but we overall had a fantastic start to the year.
So all things considered, we were looking at, you know, it was going to be pretty good.
Yes, it really was. Everybody felt that way.
Well, until two things happened, right? Until COVID happened,
right.
And then, you know, the cost of oil hit an all-time low. Let's start with how oil has impacted your business.
The dropping price of oil and gas is basically just a factor of consumption, and we've seen a relatively slight impact to our business. There have been some requests to cancel or postpone orders, but that so far they've been far and few between, fortunately.
How about, that's good to hear. So business is still going strong for you, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is.
Well, that's good to hear. What about when COVID hit? How did that impact your business?
When COVID hit, when the pandemic started sweeping the nation and the world and everything, to keep our business running, we implemented just common sense rules to protect our employees and continue the daily operations. Fortunately, WOI is considered an essential business, and we made some minor adjustments. We just simply buckled down and started taking care of customers. Additionally, we utilized the social media to promote our capabilities and commitment to our customers.
How has servicing your customers changed, or how have you adapted in that way?
Servicing our customers, we've always provided excellent quality and outstanding customer service. Our commitment to these core values has not and will not change. We have made some minor adjustments and instituted a few new policies, but we continue to make our customers priority one.
You know, Cheryl, as an essential business, I take it that obviously you're still manufacturing. Are you doing it at the same capacity as before?
We continue to maintain our full shop schedule and output, and we're thankful we can assist our customers as normal.
That's definitely good to hear. You know, tell me some of the changes that you've had to make at the plant to adopt social distancing and practices there.
Well, we have a large facility, and social distancing was never a significant issue. We have instituted a few new policies to protect the health and safety and respect of our employees. So, as everyone, they all wear gloves, we have masks, and we go through and sanitize everything every day.
Cheryl, if you had a crystal ball and, you know, you're looking 6 months down the line here, where do you see the PVF industry headed towards?
I personally believe that we'll have a boom once we all get back to work as normal and consumption of oil and gas, as I said, as oil and gas takes off. I think the PVF industry wants to rebound. We were going so strong before all this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely were. And, you know, I had a conversation with somebody and they said, unfortunately, it takes something like this to showcase what a great industry we're in, being an essential industry, and to bring talent into our industry channel. You know, let me ask you this. How are you supporting your employees at this time? Because I've got to imagine that, you know, it takes a toll on everybody. So, you know, what steps are you doing to help your employees during this time?
I'm trying to do as much as possible to demonstrate our commitment, my commitment to my employees. Since the early days of the COVID-19 outbreak, I have provided daily meals to our customers. To our employees. But also I'm doing a little of that to customers too. We're supplying little meals to kind of send to them, you know, if they're stuck at home. Sometimes we've often sent a few little meals out, but mainly every day I supply meals to all my employees to keep them safe here, where I can keep them from going out and buying something while they're at work. And I have offered at-home work opportunities to provide the employees a rest from the stressful situations, because it was so stressful at the very beginning when everyone first heard about this and stay at home, and there was just, everyone was just so scared.
Yeah.
So many people were scared. But, you know, by providing these lunches for the employees, it's also helped a lot of local restaurants.
Yep.
Restaurants that are in the local area and outside the local area. We just have them brought in 5 days a week.
Well, it goes back to, you know, support local and support the independent businesses along the way.
True.
And you're a great example of, you know, not only are you supporting your local community, but you're helping your employees out as well, which at the end of the day makes everybody more productive and forward focused.
True. That's very true.
You know, this question is a little bit different for you in terms of, for some companies, when I say, you know, what was the biggest challenge or biggest issue you are dealing with? And for many companies, it was for workers that were working remote, getting laptops set up, things along that line. But, you know, when you walk into the office today or when you go into the plant, what's the biggest issue that you are dealing with and how are you addressing it?
You know, unfortunately, I have to say the biggest issue that we've had, that we faced, is the displacement of our customers, either whether through working at home or even layoffs. That's been the biggest problem. We're very committed to continuing to reach out to the customers to assist them in any way possible. That's been the hardest thing. My employees have been very faithful. There was a few at the beginning that were very nervous about all this COVID-19 because they're up in age. I have some that have, you know, quite a few of us have gray hair here. But fortunately, no one has come down with anything. Everybody has been very, very healthy.
So, Cheryl, I got to tell you, this you're the first off the cuff that I've had where there's hope at the end of the tunnel here, and good to hear that things are going well, especially for you and your company. I want to end my conversation with, you know, can you share any tips on how you remain productive in this work environment?
I believe the number one thing is to be kind and care for your employees, because you spend more time with them than you do your own family.
True.
And that matters a lot to them and to yourself.
Well, yeah. Kindness will always come back in tenfold. That's for sure. That's for sure. Cheryl, I greatly appreciate your time today, and I appreciate the perspective from down in Texas. I look forward to, I know that you are a PBF Roundtable board member. I look forward to the next event. Hopefully that will be coming up here in June. I know that the golf outing is going on. We look forward to that. We'll keep all of our listeners posted by keeping the calendar updated and referring everybody to the PBF Roundtable website. But thank you again for your perspective and your time. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time, too.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
So, So I'm doing, I know I just ended my conversation with Cheryl, and once we hit end on the record, Cheryl had a great perspective here. I said, I wasn't expecting to hear such great news coming out of Texas and the PVF field here. So Cheryl, when I just said that to you, I was expecting a different slant here, and you said, no, there is optimism. Can you, expound upon what you were just talking about?
Okay, sure. You know, talking to customers that are working from home and not from their office, we feel like, I mean, there's a lot of projects that are out there that have just gotten delayed. Everyone has the feeling of people that I spoke to that they have to get back to their office. It's just not the same with having to work from home. I mean, yes, it may be nice for some because they've got their children from home, but all your tools and everything is at the office. You sit together. I know an example of if we have a conference meeting. We have a conference meeting on Zoom here every Thursday morning that we all talk with everyone in the department, but it's not the same thing when we're sitting in front of each other.
Right.
We all have to get back to that.
What's the job? What does it look like in terms of, you know, you had mentioned fabricators and welders and things like that. Is there still an opportunity to work right now, or is it everyone's on hold until later on in the year?
There's still opportunities to work now. Mm-hmm. There's jobs that are still out there are coming on. We're doing quite a bit of bidding. And I really believe that all leads to more work that's going to be coming up later on this year. As soon as everybody gets back in the car and starts driving again and planes start taking off again and representatives can start flying again and making calls on people, we'll all get back to it. I think before the end of the year, we'll all see a big kick in business.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. I thought that it was important for our listeners to hear that from your frontline perspective of what you're seeing. So Cheryl, again, thank you. Thank you for your time. And I look forward to seeing you down the line here, hopefully soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.